Blog Talk Radio.
そのピンバッジが光った瞬間、それが全ての始まりだった。
What is this place? Tomorrowland.It's not mine.
What's not yours?
The pen. I've never...
What if there was a place? A secret place? Where nothing was impossible.
Hello, Casey.
I'm the one who gave you the pen.
Why me?
Because you're special.
He's special too.
Frank Walker? I want you to take me there.
Take you where?
The place I saw when I touched it.
Where'd you get this?
Who are you, kid?
I think I saw the future.
Not the future.
Tomorrowland.
Like, at Disney?
The theme park was just a cover for the real thing.
What would happen if all the geniuses decided to actually change the world?
Wall was one of them.
We've been looking for you for a very long time. You're the chosen one, and only you can save the world.
I deserve some answers. I know that you were there.
You want to go?
Come on!
Is that a rocket?
He's meant to find another world.
We need to go back over, Frank.
Why now? Why her?
She hasn't given up.
Walt Disney 残した
He thinks you can fix the world.
Tomorrowland.
最大の謎にして最高のプロジェクト。
No way.
Tomorrowland. それは人類の未来を救う鍵。
Didn't listen to the audio for that. Didn't realize it was not all in English, but.Anyway, doesn't matter. I'm here to talk about Tomorrowland. And that is the new Disney film directed by Brad Bird. Now, Tomorrowland comes out this week. And so, I figure I should give a review. Because that's what I do. I give reviews. I give unnecessary movie reviews. Sorry, just trying to get my information up. Because, having a problem with my browser. So, sorry, not prepared. I was prepared and something went wrong. Anyway, so the star of this particular movie is George Clooney. And the best way I can describe Tomorrowland, it's a throwback Disney film. It's a action, adventure, mystery movie. So, George Clooney plays Frank Walker. And he's this mysterious guy that you meet him as a child when he goes to the World Fair in New York, in which he meets a mysterious young girl named Athena, played by Rafferty Cassidy, who, you know, he shows up at the World Fair with this invention he created as a little boy, like a 10-year-old boy. It's a jetpack. And it kind of works, but it kind of doesn't work. And he meets Hugh Laurie, who plays Nyx. And he's trying to impress him. Hugh Laurie just blows him off. But Athena finds something about him and gives him a little pin and tells him to follow Hugh Laurie. In doing so, he ends up in another dimension where Tomorrowland is. And it's the place of the future where technology is everything and people live in peace and like man's fullest potential is realized. And so now this little kid is found like heaven, basically. Fast forward to the present, and you meet a young girl named Casey Newton, who she's like a genius in a way, and she lives near Cape Canaveral. And she's kind of upset that they taking apart the platforms for the rocket ships. And she's been sabotaging them, trying to dismantle this thing. She thinks it's a crime. And she's arrested at some point. And then when she's getting her stuff out of the lockup, she comes across a Tomorrowland pin. She touches it, and, of course, it transports her to a different place, which, of course, she thinks is kind of off at first. But, you know, it piqued her curiosity. So she wants to know what this place is she keeps transporting to. And then she discovers Tomorrowland herself. And, of course, you know, she's amazed by it. But then out of nowhere, she's transported back to reality. And so now she wants to try to find a way back to this place because she thinks this is the place she needs to be. And she meets Athena, who's looking for her. And Athena is this little girl from back in the day, but now she's in the present. She's still the same age, same everything. Nothing's changed about her. And you wonder why. And you find out through the movie, well, I won't tell here, but Athena finds Casey and tells her, you need to find Frank Walker, who's now played by George Clooney. He's a grown man. He's been living off by himself. He doesn't associate with people. But by these two meeting, it sets off a chain of events where now they're kind of in danger. And, of course, he knows why. She doesn't know why. Now, we come to find out that the future is not all what it seems to be, because mankind doesn't know what they're doing, and they're messing things up. And they're messing up to a point where Tomorrowland isn't going to happen. In fact, the Earth is going to be destroyed, and mankind is going to do it. And a lot sooner than you realize. So, okay. So, what needs to happen is these three people need to get back to Tomorrowland and try to save the Earth. But of course, it's not easy because there are robots after them that's trying to stop them from getting back to Tomorrowland for various reasons. Now, I fear if I go any further, I might spoil too much of the plot. But so I will tell you what I think about the movie overall. Okay. This is a old school Disney film. Like, this is the type of film Disney used to make back in the day when I was a child where, you know, everything was optimistic and useful and had a message. And yes, this has a message. It's very heavy-handed, but nevertheless, there is a message. And, you know, the movie has a lot of adventure, a lot of optimism. If I say this movie has any drawback, maybe a little longer than it needed to be, so it's kind of like the times when the movie kind of drags longer than you would want to. And other than that, though, it's an entertaining film. I don't know where it's going to fall as far as you know, how people are going to feel about this movie a year from now, 5 years from now. It's not like Pirates. I don't think it's going to be that big of a hit. I don't think this is going to be a huge hit at all. But I do think this movie will speak to a lot of people. And some people are just going to look at this and the message behind this movie is going to anger them to no end. And that's up to you to decide if you're that type of person or not. I enjoyed it enough. Like I said, there was a few boring parts to this movie, but I enjoyed it enough. Enough, I would say this is a rent. No. I was about to say rental, that would be wrong. It's a matinee, okay? It's one of those movies, you know, if it's Saturday morning and you don't have to pay full price for it, yeah, go check it out. You probably enjoy it. And, you know, it's something you can take the kids to, and they'll enjoy it too. You know, there's a lot of faces you'll find familiar in this. They don't have big roles, but they're in it. So that's why I won't bring up their names. Hugh Laurie, somewhat the bad guy in this, but not for the reasons that most bad guys are. And so the question is, can tomorrow be saved? Can the earth be saved? Can Tomorrowland be preserved? And that is the question this movie needs to answer. And, of course, it's based off a Disney property because, you know, they have a Tomorrowland theme. And it's not one of the better Brad Bird films, but it's still good enough. So, it's like I said, it's a matinee. And I think I'm going to end this here. I'm not going to drag this on just to fill up time, but that's my thoughts on Tomorrowland. And until next time, I would say peace.